This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados officials insisting the economic impact for Barbados from Cricket World Cup will be in the vicinity of $100 million. The BTMI working to attract more visitors to this year's Barbados Food and Rum Festival. Guyana urging the international community to intensify efforts to get a peace plan brokered between Israel and Hamas, and dozens killed by extreme heat in India. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Officials are sticking to their earlier prediction that the economic impact for Barbados from the men's T20 Cricket World Cup will be in the vicinity of $100 million. Chairman of the National Organizing Committee, Noel Lynch, tells Starcom Network News that the Barbados government's investment in World Cup preparations were well justified. He notes that the investment was not only in upgrading Kensington Oval, but also in a range of infrastructural improvements.
When you look at the economic impact, because Barbados spends $37 million on the stadium, another $10 million of your facility to the covering for the field, all of that, and you say that investment at Kensington Oval is $50 million direct investment. This is a lot of indirect costs. You're talking about roads, Jersey barriers, you know. When you get into those numbers, we're saying that the economic impact of this tournament is going to be heavy.
He explained how the economic impact is measured.
We are projecting 30,000 to 35,000 people, and then you look at the average daily spend, which we are projecting to be about $350. You can do the arithmetic yourself, and you will see that we're talking about over $100 million, not return on investment initially from some, because there's been a lot of discussion on this. The return on investment, I mean, Kensington Oval, for example, if they borrow X amount of money, they've got to show how that is going to be returned. But when it comes to us, in terms of the economic impact for the country, immediate economic impact, we've estimated at over $100 million based on just visitor arrivals, the average daily spend, and the length of stay.
Chairman of the Barbados National Organizing Committee for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Noel Lynch. Director of Communications and Public Relations with Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, April Thomas, says the BTMI is working to attract more visitors to this year's Barbados Food and Rum Festival. Speaking on the sidelines of a news conference to announce the 2024 Junior Chef Cook-Off Competition, Ms. Thomas told Starcom Network News she's pleased about the response to the festival and said they would be including new events this year.
We were overall really impressed with the showing of the 2023 Barbados Food and Rum Festival. It was one of the strongest years that we've seen in terms of growth in the number of visitors coming to the island to participate in the festival. We've had some challenges, of course, with the weather last year, which unfortunately did not allow us to host some of the events. So we've taken all this into consideration in terms of looking at how we can, of course, mitigate against any of those risks. The majority of the visitors that we've seen come in have come from the USA, particularly New York, Florida, and Charleston, which is actually where we've been doing a lot of our marketing and promotion. We also saw a number of visitors coming in from Canada, followed by Trinidad and Tobago. We're going to be looking at targeting those markets again to try to see if we can grow those numbers and then also grow the numbers out of the UK and so on.
She also added there will be some changes to this year's Junior Chef Cook-Off competition and noted 10 young people will compete with the final slated for October 5th.
We also announced some changes that we have to this year as we seek to improve. So one of them is going to be the partnership with the Gina Norma Holder Hospitality Institute to provide the training component of the Junior Chef Cook-Off competition. And what's especially great about that this year is that they have informed us that the training is going to give the contestants the opportunity to not only gain certification in basic trade cookery, but also module certification within the level one food preparation Caribbean CVQ or Caribbean vocational qualification. And so this is really important because this allows all of the participants, not just the winners, but to actually leave with a qualification that they can use to take anywhere around the world to pursue higher education in the culinary arts.
Director of Communications and Public Relations at the Barbados Marketing Incorporated, Tourism Marketing Incorporated, April Thomas. A senior insurance agent in Barbados is predicting a further strain on this country's social security systems if people do not make significant investments in their retirement savings plans. Corporate agent at Guardian Life, Cammy Holder, made the point as he reported a decline in Barbadians capitalizing on insurance products geared towards securing their financial future. Mr. Holder has quoted statistics from the Financial Services Commission highlighted the deficit challenge facing the insurance sector.
The retirement income gap, or RIG, or we can call it probably retirement dilemma, that's approaching Barbados due to our aging population, can be best summarized in some stats I got from the Financial Services Commission. In 2018, $47 million were used to purchase annuities. In 2022, $45 million. So we can see that there was a $2 million difference between 2018 and 2022. Let's look at pensions. $16,568,909 were used to purchase pension plan. In 2022, $16,281,894 were used to pension for pension plans purchased in Barbados.
He stressed the implications the lack of investment will have on the country.
What does it mean for the country? If you have less persons who can comfortably retire, it means there's going to be a charge on the treasury as it relates to social services. It means that persons who would think that they could retire cannot retire. It also means that homelessness may increase also. And I'm saying is that if you look at these figures in totality, it means that a lot of persons may go hungry because they have not planned for their retirement income. What is also indicative from these figures is that persons are spending less on pension plans and annuities. We have to look at what part the tax credit for retirement planning, pension plans and annuities are playing in persons not investing in such programs.
Corporate agent at Guardian Life, Cammy Holder. The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has launched a new project which seeks to promote the use of climate-smart technologies and improve the region's food security, especially among women and youth in agribusiness. The program, entitled Gender-Responsive Climate-Smart Agriculture and Food Systems in the Caribbean, was outlined in a ceremony at UN House in Hastings. The project, which is being done in partnership with the Canadian government, will be undertaken over the next 4 years at a cost of just over $7 million. Speaking during a ceremony at UN House in Hastings, project coordinator Vamaran Extrovar explained that the project aims to ensure that countries still have access to food following the effects of climate-related disasters.
We want to work with our women and youth producer organizations to build their capacity, not just to be participants, but to have viable businesses within those chains to improve their market access and also their ability to access finance and credit. And this approach is going to be used within participatory coaching mechanisms, where we work with you from the start and year one all through the end to see your growth. And hopefully, we get you to access funding, be it through a small grants program, be it through a funding entity, through the CARICOM Development Fund, depending on what is your national mechanisms that are available, building your capacities and your skills to access funding.
Vamaran Extrovar. Guyana is urging the international community to redouble its efforts to get a peace plan brokered between Israel and Hamas. The government says it is important to find a lasting solution to the ongoing conflict. The United States last weekend announced a ceasefire proposal to take effect within 6 weeks, but Israel says it won't accept Hamas's rule of Gaza and is examining alternatives. In a statement, the Guyana government, which is among several CARICOM countries urging recognition of Palestine as a separate state, said it has taken careful note of the proposed three-phase deal announced by U.S. President Joe Biden. And finally, extreme heat in India has killed at least 70 people over the past 10 days, including dozens of poll workers, as voting wrapped up in the world's largest general election. India has endured a scorching summer, with a part of the capital, Delhi, recording the country's highest ever temperature of 49.9 degrees last week. At least 33 poll workers died in a single day in India's most populous state of Uttar Pradesh. Recapping the headlines. Barbados officials insisting the economic impact for Barbados from Cricket World Cup will be in the vicinity of $100 million. The BTMI working to attract more visitors to this year's Barbados Food and Rum Festival. Guyana urging the international community to intensify efforts to get a peace plan brokered between Israel and Hamas, and dozens killed by extreme heat in India. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.